time because we're kind of in between topics. We finished Muktzah, we're going to start the next topic in Shabbos, and it occurred to me that it's coming up Hanukkah, and we should really discuss some of the halachas of Hanukkah. But I wasn't sure what are the things which people really want to know about Hanukkah, because so I threw out there, if anyone has any questions, and we could try to gear it towards those questions.
Well, I had one question regarding the two minutes about putting the menorah in the window. Mm-hmm. If you live in a multi-story building and the window puts a candle open down in the empty space,
is that what
not necessarily?
Well, where does it open up into? Into the hallway, or it opens up to the street?
To the outside. It does not necessarily a street.
All the people that see it. The only person that could see it is someone that's walking on the street, and they'll have to look up high to see it.
Yeah.
So it means they have to look more than 20 amos to see it, right?
So opened up into an open clearing.
It's two different things. So if the only way for someone to see it, no, I want to, while you're here, let me just let me make sure I'm not saying the wrong thing. Yeah. Okay. So this is what I thought. Okay. So you want to start? Okay. So he's directing us that we should start talking first about the Mokum Hadlaka. Okay, so we'll go that way. Where do you light Ner Hanukkah? I was going to start a different way, but let's start with this. And then after we discuss the issue of where do you light Ner Hanukkah, then we'll get back into some, we'll eventually answer your question again. Okay? Jerry's question was, where do you light Ner Hanukkah if you're in an apartment building? Fine. So now, there's one important yesod that's going to come up over and over again. If you learn the Gemara, like which I always try to bring out, how the halacha lemaisa comes from the Gemaras and the things that, you know, the yesodos. So the bottom line is, if you look at the Gemara and you look at the sources, there are two different time periods in history of Ner Hanukkah. Ner Hanukkah, I wouldn't say evolved, but there's two. The way we do the mitzvah today is not necessarily the way they used to do the mitzvah in this time of the Gemara. And in the Iker Zman of the mitzvah, the Iker mitzvah of Ner.
Hang on. I'm not feeling
okay. So neither am I. So,
but let's check it.
The Iker mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah, according to the Gemara,
yeah,
is in order to give pursuing nisa to the people in the street. That everyone in the street, it should see the mitzvah. That's why they literally lit the Ner Hanukkah not by the window. They lit the Ner Hanukkah outside their houses. Do you ever wear a saw for Hanukkah?
Yeah.
So where do people light? They don't light in the window. They light if this would be the doorway to the house, right? So they would light on the tzad yamin, across from on the tzad small, across from the mezuzah. They would light on the first tefach of the doorway outside. So they would literally light outside their houses.
Mm-hmm. So people do that today.
What? In Eretz Yisrael, some people still do it, but in Galus, no.
I made a rug in Hollywood that does it.
There's
a menorah in Hollywood outside of his house. It has a special windscreen, and he does it.
It's
the wall of his house.
So most people don't do it outside nowadays. What?
I do it outside.
Where?
Right to the left of my front door, opposite the mezuzah.
But in the doorway.
Not in the doorway. Out, you know, because it would block the doorway.
Right. So we
do it outside.
And you have a glass case.
In a glass case, I have one of these.
So lemaisa, they do that in Eretz Yisrael, and that was the minig. But nowadays, the minig is not to do that in the Chutz Laaretz, in Galus. So someone, I was there at one time. So someone asked for Shmuel Kamenetsky, the Shiva in Philadelphia. It happened to be this was before the Sefer, but this Sefer was all the Pesachim of Shmuel Kamenetsky on Chanukah. So someone asked him, he said, nowadays we don't have to be so afraid of the goyim, so why don't we just light outside? So he said, shh, don't say it so loud, they don't, so no one should hear you say that. In other words, Lamaisa, you can never be so comfortable in Galus. That's the point. Even if you don't see the sakana, the poil, but Chazal says the sakana to light outside because they were afraid that the goyim would make you start feeling too hamish. Meaning, it's one thing if you light in your house in the window, so they see, but they're seeing what's going on in your house, so they don't care. Fine, these guys let them do whatever they want in their house. But once you're taking over, what is this? Going outside, starting to put your menorah all over the place, you know. So the chashash was that it's a chashash of sakana to literally light outside. Okay, but I guess there's some people in chutzlars that do it also. But if you do it outside, you have to. There's a whole lot of halachas you got to know about the timing when you got to do it. Okay, this is what's very important. So in the Zman of the Beis HaMikdash, in the Zman of Chazal, when they lit outside, the primary function of the mitzvah was to give pirshumenis to the people outside. So therefore, the mitzvah lasted only a specific amount of time. The mitzvah lasted from the beginning of Shkia until a half hour after the Shkia, which was when the people stopped walking in the streets. That's what it says. The people would stop walking in the streets. After that time, it's a bracha levatala to light the candles. You don't light Ner Hanukkah after that Zman. Why? Because there's no one out there. Okay? So if you're lighting outside, you have to make sure that you're lighting within a half hour from the Shkia. So by 6 o'clock, you got to light. If you're at work and you're coming home late, then it's a big shaila if you can light outside. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So now...
But of course, that's what we're taking it from where the halacha was originated, right? But
yeah.
That's still applied today. Today, there's still people walking around at night. It's
until what time?
Until many hours in the night.
Well, what does it mean, people?
8 o'clock.
Well, it's a little bit later, you're saying.
Who's the audience anyway? It's Yidden. We want Yidden to see the...
Yeah, Lachara, we're not...
10, 11 o'clock, people are driving down the street.
Okay, but it's definitely not as populated as it is earlier.
Right, but in Eretz Yisrael, maybe...
It gets pretty busy.
Yeah,
so this is a big shaila. How long does it... how long does it go? But I'll kapon him. This is the, if you light outside, then the mitzvah is achetichla regel min ashok. Until the, it's called achetichla regel min ashok. The zman only goes until the zman that people still walk. Now you want to know, nowadays it's a little later. It could be it is. Okay? Fine. So according to that, if you would be up in a very high place, and no one's going to see it, so there's no point, you know, it's not so posh where you light. Okay? Now, nowadays, Chazal came along, and Chazal said, since it's a sakana to light outside, you're really allowed to light inside. You're allowed to light near Hanukkah inside your house also. Now, if you light inside your house, who's the primary beneficiary of the Neris? The family. The family is the ones that the Persuminis is for the family. So since the Persuminis is for the family, so theoretically speaking, you don't really have to light it by the window. The window is not really the primary purpose here. The purpose is for your family. Okay? As a matter of fact, when I had an apartment in Lakewood, we had a big shiloh. Because we had a basement apartment, and there was only one window in the apartment. It wasn't particularly safe up there, I guess. But the main windows were in the back of the house, like in the bedrooms. But in the living room, dining room, kitchen area, there was no windows. So the shiloh was, where do we light Ner Hanukkah? Do we light it by the windows in the bedrooms? But no one's hanging out over there until you go to sleep. But no one's, you know, after you light Ner Hanukkah, you light it supper time, you come back out, you don't see the neiris, you're not really going to see them. But Shane Kane, if you light it in the living room, kitchen area, so you're going to see it. It's much more persuminitza for you, but you're not going to be able to have it by window. So what do you do? So L'chaira, there's a very strong svar to say they should really light it where you're going to become get the most persuminis. Because really this whole window thing is really not the biggest deal nowadays. Nowadays the ikar persuminis is not by the window. The ikar persuminis is in the house. Okay? So now... Now, the there's a couple nafkaminas of that. If you're lighting inside, so therefore, a guy that has an apartment that's 20 amas over the street level, and if he puts it in his window, no one's going to see it. Now, if there's an apartment across the street, so the guy in the apartment across the street could see it. But you can't assume, the Chazal say, no one that's on the ground level looks up 20 amas, 40 feet, to look at Nairs. So therefore, you can't assume that anyone's really going to...
Is that the height of the pit?
Yeah. It's actually two Gemaras right next to each other. One Gemara says that Ner Chanukah, there's a lot of Torah written about what's the juxtaposition of those two pieces of Gemara. But there's two pieces of Gemara right next to each other. One says that you're not allowed to light Ner Chanukah should dolkoi lamala mechof am apostle. If you light it in more than 20 amas above the ground level, it's apostle. Ner Chanukah. And that the pit, it doesn't, the pit that they that the brothers put Yosef into, it says it didn't have it didn't have any water, but it had nachash and vakravim. So like, what's the connection between the two pieces of Gemara? So they say the connection is because the pit was 20 amas deep, so they couldn't see it. But anyway,
it took us also with the 20.
Yeah, very good. You already saying for your night. First you said the Gemara, now you're saying Tosfos already. Tosfos brings that in. But anyway, Tosfos asks a kasha there, whatever. Anyway, but very good. So now it's like this. So the story's like this. So now, if you're lighting in your house, and the only window is 20 amos off the ground, and there's no one across the street, so that means we have to assume that no one's going to actually see it. So where do you light? You light inside your house, and that's it. Okay? But if you light inside your house, there is one thing that you should do. You should light inside a doorway. There's a mila to lighting in a doorway. Why? Because if you light in a doorway on the left-hand side, so every time you pass through the doorway, you're surrounded by mitzvahs, because you have the mitzvahs on the right and the menorah on the left. So therefore, there's a mila to lighting in a doorway. Okay, so I would say the seder of preference is like this. L'chatchila, when Mashiach comes, or if those people that can do it in Eretz Yisrael, you light outside. That's the preference. In Golos, according to the minhag of most people, is you light inside your house. L'chatchila, in a place that you could see it, and it could be by a window. Because if it's by a window, you gain at least a little bit for Sumi Nisa, the people outside will also see it. If you can't do that, you should make sure it's in a place that you see it. If you can do it by a doorway between 3 and 10 tefachim off the ground, that's the most l'chatchila. So if you could take like a milk crate, and you put menorah on a milk crate,
let me understand.
By the doorway, that would be the, if you don't have a good window, that would be the best place to put it.
Wouldn't there be a preference to do it outside, even in Gullis, by your front door, opposite the mezuzah?
Oh, so that's why I asked you, did you do it in the doorway? If you do it in the doorway, then that's great, because then you have everything. If you do it in the front doorway of the house, then you have everything. In the doorway, yeah.
Within the basement.
Yeah. Wow. If you do it in the doorway, then you have everything.
In the doorway, not like in the posdo, like walking up to it.
No. If you do it in the doorway, then you have everything. Why? Because you have in your house, so you see it. You have in the street, so there's presuming you something in the street.
You have it in your house.
It's in a place where the people in your house will see it.
Going when you just leave the house.
Well, because you're going to leave the door open, yeah. So the door, because you're going to burn your door down otherwise.
No. So, in the doorway, you could, a double door, one opens and closes, one stays fixed.
Well, if you close it, then the people in your house can't see it, so that's no good. The best way to do it, if you really want to know the most chatchila, my wife doesn't let.
Because there's a window in the door?
So that's great. I mean, you're not getting the doorway then, necessarily.
Why not?
Well, it depends. What type of door? Like here?
It's like a glass.
Is the door on which side of the mezuzah? The door is beyond the mezuzah or interior to the mezuzah?
Interior to the mezuzah.
So you're not going to cross the mezuzah then?
It'll be right inside. Here's the doorway. Right? The mezuzah is here. And you can put it here.
It's more than 3 tefachim? Yeah, it's good. Oh.
That's what he said.
This is what I did when I was in Lakewood. We had a screen door. So you have a screen door. You leave the screen door. Oh, you have the screen door that no panel on the bottom. So the screen door is open all the way. So you have a screen door, but that's exterior to the doorway, right? In the doorway, you put the mezuzah. You put the menorah on the left-hand side. So now you have everything because it's in your house, so the people in your house could see it because the front door was open. So the front door is open, so the people in your house could see it. It's by a window because there's a screen there, so it's by a window, so people outside could see it. And it's opposite the mezuzah, so you have everything going for you. The only problem is that the kids could get to it, so it's a little problematic.
Yeah, but your door is dangerous.
And if you walk through the door, so you go out the back door for that half hour.
But then you don't walk through the door and get the benefit of mezuzah.
You have a theoretical.
So essentially, what you're saying, just to simplify, you're saying put the menorah for half an hour opposite the mezuzah, mamashin between inside the door frame in the doorway. That's it.
Yeah, right here.
That's the most ideal. Okay.
But if it was the front door, it would be on the other side.
I'm saying a lot of people don't do this today because they're still worried about it. So that's not called lighting outside. So that's not nichlal in the gzeira, the chazal said that, you know, the people said this is a kana to light outside. That's still called inside your house. So inside your house, the goyim don't care. You do whatever you want. It's in your house.
Even if it's just in the threshold,
right,
that's outside?
Yeah, because the problem with lighting outside your door is that people in your house don't see it. So you're losing the mile of having people in your house see it. But in the doorway, you have everything. You have people in your house seeing it. You have, it's across the mezuzah, and you have that it's in the thing. So if you have a screen door, it's, if you don't have a screen door, it's not such a good idea.
Like my,
unless you have a glass box.
Yeah, but it's only glass on the front. So if I want to see it from inside the house, which has an oval window, I'm going to have to do without the box.
Right, but if you have a screen door, then you can do it. The problem is, in my house right now, I don't have a screen door. I'm not installing a screen door now.
It's a little bit outside where the door is. So I have
right,
so much room.
Yeah.
It's very good. I'm going to do it like that. Now, what do I need to put it on in terms of the height?
You should put it on a place between 3 and 10 tefachim. It shouldn't be on the ground. Now it, that means that 10 tefachim is not a lot. A tefach is about 3 to 4 inches. So it means within 40 inches. Now, does that mean it's a machlokes? What does that mean? Does it mean that you should? Does it mean that the flame should be 3 to 10 tefachim off the ground? Or the menorah should be 3 to 10 tefachim off the ground? But let's say you have this massive menorah, right? So, let me just look it up again. Even though I could find it in here, but let me just look it up again. We're getting excited, right? Motzei Shabbos.
You could buy your wicks and oil from the Kohen.
Yeah, at night after the shir, you could take some. I mean, not take, but you could have yours. Okay. I forgot. I don't see the halach here right now. I want to know if. Let me just find it because this is what we're discussing now. I didn't get a chance to look this up before the shir. Like I said, I wasn't sure which direction we were starting from. I wasn't sure we were going to get to this. Okay, I'll hopefully look it up. But, okay, that's mamash the most lechatchila if you want to get everything. Most people just do it in the window. You also have two of the three. But also, you have to keep in mind that a window is usually more than 10 tefachim.
So what's the actual height that it should be off the ground?
Lechatchila should be 9 to 40.
Okay.
Now, okay, you know what? Let's just check this up right now. These 9 to 40, should it be the menorah or the flame? I think pretty much it's clear it's the flame. So if you have a tall mezuzah, it's an issue. I think it's the flame. I don't see it right now, but I think the flame should be between 9 and 40. Okay. Now most windows are not are not 40 inches, are more than 40 inches off the ground. So what I did was, once my wife was getting sick of watching the kids not knock down the thing by the door, so what we did was, so we put a shorter table, and only the flame was in the window. You couldn't see the menorah. Because if you put the whole menorah in the window, so that means the menorah is starting at 40. So that means the flame is already above. Because I think that most windows, the bottom of them is about there.
The whole mitzvah is the lights.
So right. So the light should, obviously, none of this really is ma'akiv in the mitzvah. It's all the best way to do it. But if you could put that the flame is within 40 tefachim of the ground, that's the most lechatchila. Okay, so I think that these are chidushim, but these cover the this covers the makom hadlaka pretty much.
How long? What is the halacha in terms of how long it has to live?
Okay, so now what about the zman hadlaka? Okay, so this is the makom hadlaka. The makom hadlaka, good. It's good. We covered. Any other questions on that? No, that's good. Fine. By the way, just to make a tziruf between our inyanim, if you're going to put it in your doorway, you're going to light Erev Shabbos in your doorway. So you're going to leave the door open the whole Shabbos? Remember, you're leaving the door open. You can't close the door because then you don't see it from the inside of your house. So you leave the door open. So what are you going to do? You're going to leave it open the whole... Oh, you can't move it because now the table that you put the menorah on is a buses. It's a buses. So now even after the candles go off, you can't move the table or the menorah.
Keep jewelry on.
Oh, so this is what you got to do. You got to put jewelry on the table. If you put jewelry on the table, very good. If you put jewelry on the table, it's very good for Hanukkah.
Then you're inviting problems.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't recommend it.
Is you put, people are home, whatever. I'm saying.
It doesn't make the difference. It's still an invite.
No one's. If they see the menorah, they're not taking that either. So what's the difference? You don't have to put it under the menorah. Whatever. No one will see it. Point is.
Put in a matchbox.
What?
The jewelry doesn't have to be necessarily by itself outside.
Right. The point is that you make that the table is a buses to something which is more expensive or just as chashuv as the menorah. Okay? So that way you don't have to leave the menorah in the doorway or outside the whole Shabbos. You can bring it in once it's finished.
Wow.
Okay?
Now, what about...
just to put together both topics.
Yeah, that's
good, right?
Great. So, okay. What about if you have... Let's say your window's too high, okay? Or let's say your window, you have a frosted window and you can't make out the nerot. So, is it better to light inside or is it better to light in the corridor leading up to the doorway outside?
What do you mean?
Like some people have like a walkway into their home, right? That's not necessarily at the street, but it's more close to the door. So
it's in a doorway. You're gonna still light in a doorway?
No, not in the doorway itself, like Mr. Brass is saying.
So put it in the inside doorway.
In the inside doorway.
You're saying you have two doorways into your house, the exterior and the interior.
It's like a corridor leading up to the doorway. Not in my house, my parents in Aventura, and then you have the door. So I'm asking if their glass is frosted, and let's say you wouldn't be able to make out how many nevot it is. So is it better to light inside so that the whole family can get the knot from it? Or do you light outside a little bit beyond the door?
If you're not going to light... I'm not picturing it exactly, but what's the advantage of lighting by the door? Because that's the only way that people will see. You're going to leave the door open?
Yes.
Okay, so light there. Yeah.
Light there.
Even if it's not in the doorway. Because at least then you're getting two of the three.
Uh-huh.
You're getting that people could see it in the street and the family could see it.
Right. I understand why you're supposed to buy jewelry for your wife for a gun. You need it all the time. It's good.
Right.
It's stolen. She's got to buy more for the next yacht.
Right.
This all fits together.
Right. Listen, this is how it is. But, so what was the other thing that you wanted to know? Oh, this is my hadlaka. Okay, I'm going to say some stuff over here, which maybe get me into some trouble, but this is just the halacha according to the way I understand it. But it's not necessarily the way, I know that not everyone holds like that, so I'll just be mocked in that. But this is just what seems to me that comes out from the halacha. Gabi, the zmanim, the zman hadlaka. Okay, so let's give some background. In this, again, according to the minig of the chazal, the zman of the mitzvah ends at shetich l'regel min hashuk. Half hour after the shkia. Okay, so the mitzvah starts at shkia and it goes for a half hour. That has two ramifications. One is that you're not allowed to light after that, And one is that you have to have the candles lit until the end of that time. So in other words, if you light at Shkia, you have to have it lit for a half hour till the end of the Atzeret HaRegel Min HaShuk. Okay, they're both nafkaminas of this halacha. Nowadays it's different because we don't light outside, we light inside. So inside you can, if even if you come in at
wait, you said you can't light after?
According to the Gemara. Nowadays it's a little different. Now again, I'm not defining what does it mean Atzeret HaRegel Min HaShuk. There are a lot of machmirim that hold that Atzeret HaRegel Min HaShuk means until it goes by, not half after, it goes by the Minhag HaMakom. So it goes much later. For example, there was a Yid on the same, that lived on the block of Yeshiva in Lakewood. So in Lakewood Yeshiva, the block of Yeshiva is busy till 2 o'clock in the morning. There's always people coming in and out of the Yeshiva. There's people learning for sure. I mean, the official time for Maariv in the summer in the Yeshiva, the official Maariv Minyan, and there's other Maariv Minyanim, but the official Maariv Minyan in the Yeshiva is after Night Seder. Okay, the official time for the Minyan in Yeshiva in Lakewood is 11:30 p.m. Okay, so it means that there's people all the time there. So he used to have his nairs go mamash till 12 o'clock midnight. He was makbid on this thing that it has to be lit the whole time, and you keep in mind the local minna. But let's assume that I'm going to assume right now that the zman of the people walking in the shuk is for a half hour after shkia. Okay, so now. Nowadays, if a guy gets home at 2 o'clock in the morning and he didn't light yet, so what does he do? If he's with other people, he can light. Because he can wake up his kids or whatever. He should have someone else with him and he could light. Because since we're in the Zman of Chazal, you lost the mitzvah, you wouldn't be able to do it. But nowadays, since the point of the Pursuinis is for the people inside the house, so as long as there's somebody else with you, it's okay.
So if you go away and you're at a hotel, there's no other from people, Jewish people around, you can't just light it.
Why is there no Jewish people around?
Well, you go to Hicksville. You're not going to Lakewood. You're going to some place.
I don't know. No, you couldn't.
What if you live in a high rise? Is that too high to light a candle?
Yes, that's what Jerry was discussing. So I would say there you light it inside the house.
Are you moving, Jerry? To do the mitzvah better.
He's okay. No, I said
you
could do it inside the house.
Wait, do you have to go to your house to become a mitzvah? You go to...
Yeah. You have to do your house. It's like putting a mezuzah in the street. You can't do that. So, the achelik of the mitzvah is lighting in your house. Now, if you're very high up, and you're lighting in your house, and there's no one else in your house, that's okay if it's still during the zman. But once it's after the zman, it's at 2 in the morning, and there's no one else in the house, that's a problem. Okay?
Or not at 2 in the morning, after the zman.
After the zman, which is a half hour after the zman. Yeah.
After the zman, or after the
After a half hour, if you're after the Zman Hadlaka, which is a half hour after Shkia, so if you're beyond that, you should have to have people in the house. Yeah. So a single guy, I don't know. You have to know. If you're not lighting in the okay, I have to think about that. When do you usually light?
When do you usually light? Right after Marv, I come home.
Okay, so that's fine. If you were to, let's say, come home, if someone if someone lives a high up place and there's nobody else in the house with them, so you have to know if you could light later than that. I'm not sure. It's interesting, Shiloh. Okay.
Well, if I stay in my fifth floor apartment, there's another, the window where I would put my menorah, there's another apartment complex, another condo complex.
Across the street.
Across the street.
Okay.
The way.
Fine.
And it's also
from people.
That's 6 stories high.
Right. Okay.
So there's
that's
a potential.
Right. Yeah,
that
that's okay. That's potential. That's good. Okay. So now, so we're saying that nowadays you could light v'di'eved if you came home 2 o'clock in the morning, as long as there's other people watching. But l'chatchila, still we say that even nowadays the zman, the l'chatchila zman, you really should try, is to light within a half hour of the shkia. Okay.
So what do you do Motzei Shabbos?
Motzei Shabbos is different. You can't do that. So you light it as soon as you can. maybe Chazal changed the time. Motzei Shabbos. They made it the time is later. Yeah, right after Chazal. So now it's like this. Okay, first of all, let's define the following. What is Shkia? So this is a big machlokes in the Gemara, in the Poskim. What does it mean it starts at Shkia, the mitzvah? Does it start right away when sundown, or does it start later at Seis HaKochav? So this is a machlokes to keep in mind, okay? The halacha, according to the standard minig, not the chassidish, the more hamish minig, but the standard minig in the yeshivas is that we try to light within a half hour of the regular sundown. So you should try to light within a half hour of sundown. If you light within a half hour of sundown, you got no problems at all, because you're yotzei that, you're yotzei the first mitzvah. Now what happens if you can't? You're at work or something like that. Okay, but besides, let's say you're not at work. What should you do first? Should you daven Maariv first, or should you light the Neris first?
Daven Maariv.
So you say daven Maariv. So, Luchari, if you always daven Maariv, you should probably daven Maariv. That's true. If you don't always, though, and sometimes, let's say you come to the 10 o'clock or to the 8 o'clock or some other Maariv, you don't always daven Maariv first. Very often you daven later. So then I would say that if you stay for Maariv, you may miss this time. Because the most ideal time to light is within a half hour of the Shkia. If Maariv is only starting 20 minutes after the Shkia, which is the minute here, so then by the time you get home, you're going to light after the ideal time, which is within a half hour of the Shkia. Now, it's not the end of the world, because there's still those opinions that say Shkia means Seis HaKochavim. So you have a half hour from Seis HaKochavim to light. But that's not what we do, because if you do that, then why is everyone all annoyed when some people come in and start davening mincha so late? Oh, it's after Shkia, davening mincha. Well, why do you care? You hold that Shkia is Seis HaKochavim anyway, or whatever, right? So obviously, our standard minhag is to assume that Shkia means sunset, sundown. So l'chatchila, the best time to light is within a half hour of sundown. The chassidim, their minhag is they go with the seis and they daven maariv first, because they could daven then, and then they could still make it within a half hour of the seis. So that's their minhag. But our minhag is not like that. Our minhag is, generally speaking, to keep the shkia. Okay. Now, here is a very interesting, two interesting halachas that I saw in the sefer, and it's very. It should be true. It's just hard to understand. No one does this. Okay, these are the following two halachas. One halacha is, well, let's say. So again, what we're saying is, l'chatchila, you should try to get the minhag in Lakewood is to light 23 minutes after the shkia. Why? Because if you light 23 minutes after the shkia, so you're within a half hour of the shkia, but you're also close enough to the set space that you're yotzei according to the other opinion also. That was Rabbi Aaron's shtickle. So anywhere between 23 and 30 minutes after the shkia is the most l'chatchila time, according to minhag Lakewood. So that's what we do in the kollel here also. Yeah, but the thing is, here it works out great because shkia is about 5:25, and seder ends at 5:45. So mamish, you can get home and light right away, and you don't have to miss seder. That's what we do. But between 23 and 30 minutes after the shkia, you fulfill all the opinions. Because if you hold shkia is shkia, so you're within a half hour of the shkia. And if you hold shkia is seis hakochavim, you're within a half hour before that. So you're close enough that you can get it from then. So that's the most l'chatchila. If you're going to daven maariv here, and by the time you get home it's going to be 40 minutes after the shkia, that's also fine. You could wait till Tzeis HaKochavim. You could wait with it. That, then you're going to fulfill the ideal mitzvah according to the second opinion, which is that it's within a half hour of Tzeis HaKochavim. Is it getting too complicated? Okay. The shaila is the following. Let's say you're not getting home till 7 o'clock at night, which is after a half hour of even Tzeis HaKochavim. So you're after the ideal time. Okay? So what should you do? So, what should you do? Just light. Like, what's the big deal? Right? So you can't do it, so you light. You light when you can. L'maisa, I saw a psak from Shmuel Kamenetsky. So he wants to say that as opposed to waiting till you come home from work and lighting then, if your wife is home, she should light for the family, because she's home at the right time. And she should light, because again, women are obligated in Ner Chanukah just like men. And there's no mitzvah that the husband and the wife both don't light. Only one person lights for both, for the household.
That's the same if you you're on an airplane, they don't let you light.
That's for sure. If you're traveling, then like I said, if you're traveling, you don't put a mezuzah on your airplane, right? Because you don't have a house. So if you're traveling, you can't light in the airplane. Even if you would light in the airplane, you wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah because it's not your house. Pashtus. So what you do is you would have your wife light for you at home. This is your house now is being lit by someone that lives in the house, and that's fine. Because let's say you're at work, so you're going to get home later. Still, Rav Shmuel wants to say that it's better to have a wife light for you
at home. At the right time.
Then waiting till after the right time and waiting till you get home.
Really?
That's pretty interesting. I only saw them. Of course you're on the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not that you light. No, the mitzvah is that someone in your household light for it.
Business.
What?
For example, me in the restaurant. What about me lighting at the business?
So, I don't know if you have to make a bracha on that. If you want to do it for Kusuminisa, but I don't know if that's not your house. I mean,
that's debatable.
I mean, you don't sleep there. You don't even eat there necessarily.
He eats there. He's still
there for 12 hours.
Yeah, but it's not your house. There's no mitzvah to light there. I don't think there's a mitzvah to light there. It could be it's nice pursuing Nisa. I mean, it could be it's a nice thing. I don't know if pursuing Nisa, but it could be it's a nice thing to do. But it's not necessarily, your obligation is in your house, no Shiloh. I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but what have you done in the past? You light in.
I tried to go home, light my family, and then leave and come back.
Right. So that's the ideal thing to do.
If I can't make it, I get my wife to light.
Yeah, the chatchil is you should go home. That's the best thing to do. That's what we used to do in Lakewood Yeshiva, because Lakewood, the shkia is much earlier. So everyone would leave Yeshiva in the middle. Everyone would leave Yeshiva, go home, light, and then come back. There was one guy, a big, big Talmud Chacham. Big Talmud Chacham. So he stayed. He didn't go home, and his wife lit for him. His wife lit in the house with the kids, and he was in Yeshiva learning, and then he went home after second Seder and ate lakas. Whatever. No, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that the household be lit.
But he didn't want no one to be learning?
What?
He didn't want no one to be learning, or he didn't want...
Yeah, he held that the inyan of go home and you lighting yourself is not as important as an hour it would take for traveling and to get home.
Is that the right thing or the wrong thing?
I mean, the minig in many, many yeshivas is that everyone goes home. So I would assume that's the minig of makubal in yeshivas, that it came from somewhere. But if you think about it, it's a pillar though. You have a basement of 1,200 people learning there, and everyone just gets up in the middle and for an hour to go home and light, and time comes back. So it is a chiddush that's the minig. I'm surprised, you know, but that is the minig, when I say.
Do you have to sit or look at the candles for some period of time?
No.
So you just light and leave?
So, yeah, you light, you leave, you maybe tell a story. So I would come home, light, say a story to my kids or whatever, eat a donut, and go back to yeshiva.
How many donuts are you supposed to?
it goes kiffy the night, but eighth night, you got to make yourself a lot of room.
Can everybody go to eating contest?
When everybody goes home after yeshiva, they stay by the candle for half an hour.
No, not necessarily. Okay, so this is a big chiddush. This is the first big chiddush that it says in Shmuel Kamenetsky. I wouldn't take out of this a kula. Oh, great, I don't have to rush home. I can have my wife light. I would take out of it a chumrah, that you see how important it is to light in the right time. That he's even willing to say that you should have your wife light for you in the right time and not wait till you come home from work later in the evening. So you see from there how important it is to try to make an effort to make sure you light in the right time. Okay, so here I'm saying the right time, the most lechatchil time, if you're asking me personally, my minag, the most lechatchil time is between 23 and 30 minutes after the shkia or after Ma'ariv. If you're going to daven Ma'ariv first, so you're going to make it a little later, so then within half hour from the tzeis is also fine. But after that, like 7 o'clock at night, that's not as lechatchil.
If you're going away from Hanukkah,
Yeah.
The same thing.
If you're renting a place, that's your house. That's fine. The question is, what about the day that you're not gonna, you're gonna be traveling? Do you light an airplane? So you don't. Oh, fine. Right. The day you're traveling is the issue. But once you get there, if you're renting a place, that's your house. That's your home for Hanukkah. Okay. So no, it's just I think it brings out the importance of lighting in the right time. The other thing is that Ad Kedei Kach says like this: B'di'evet, a person could light from Plaga Mincha. Means you could light, like we make early Shabbos, you could light before the Shkia also. So what happens if a person has two choices? He's going away to a Hanukkah party. Someone asked me this last year, someone here. He's going to go to a Hanukkah party at his mother's house. His mother's house is not his house, so he can't light there. And they're making the party exactly during the Zman of Hadlaka. So he's not going to be home. So what should he do? Should he light before? He's going to leave the house right before the Shkia. Should he light right before, or should he light way later at 8 o'clock at night?
I would say before.
So even though, right, so that's what Shmuel says also. You'd rather light before the Shkia, but when you light before the Shkia, you have to make sure that that it lasts till a half hour after Tzeis.
So what's the time?
So you have to make sure it's going to last. It's going to last for a good hour and a half, 2 hours. Okay? And I think you see from both of these halachas that it's very important, Maisa, to get home on time and let your neighbor.
Getting back to let's say I start on Chanukah, I start at 4 o'clock, I go to the store. So instead of me going back.
If you, the ideal thing, no, that's too early, 4 o'clock. Yeah. I'm talking about within a half hour of the Shkia. Shkia is 5:25. So, yeah. The most lechatchila thing for you to do, if you could, is do what the guys do in yeshiva. They leave yeshiva, so you leave your work. You go, you leave for however long it takes to light. At about 5, what time is Shkia today? What time is Shkia? 5:28. So anywhere between 5:28, so between 5:50 and 6 o'clock, you should try to be home and light and go back. That's the most lechatchila. Okay.
I'm gonna be with a Shabbos in a hotel. It's coming. I'm hungry.
And you're not sleeping there Motzei Shabbos.
Hey, I'm staying from Wednesday to Tuesday.
Oh, so where are you gonna light? Are they gonna let you light in your room? Who cares? You're not gonna ask, right?
All right.
Okay, so
light in the hallway.
No, or in the doorway, and there's no mezuzah anyway. That's a good point. So you bet.
There's a window facing the outside.
So you light by the window facing outside. If you don't want, if you're too nervous about that, so light in the room somewhere.
What if there's no mezuzah in the room? But you shouldn't compromise.
No, you say if yeah, but you're not gaining anything by lighting in the doorway then.
Right.
What?
You shouldn't compromise fire safety for anything.
So maybe they can. Maybe they are. They, is it a Jewish hotel?
Yeah, it's Dove's having the wedding.
Oh.
So there's gonna be a lot of people there.
So maybe they'll make arrangements. Either they're gonna make
one minute.
Maybe in the ballroom. The ballroom's also okay because it's a machlokes bechlal when you eat in, when you don't have the same house for eating and sleeping. For example, a dorm. So the guys eat in the dining room and sleep in the dorm. So if you don't have, generally speaking, if you don't have one house for both eating and sleeping, it's a big machlokes. Do you go by eating or do you go by sleeping? But there's been too many yeshivas that have had fire damage by letting the boys light in the dorm, so they all light in the dining room. Yeah. I remember my yeshiva.
Dove had a fire Hanukkah.
Yeah,
that's why.
I remember my yeshiva would say there are bachurim. Of course, none of you, but there are people out there that aren't so responsible that could have. So they always light in the dining room.
Real quick, what's the lighting in the shul?
In the shul is only for Pesumi Nisa. That's before Marev. But that's a separate Indian, yeah. That's not really the real mitzvah. But they were masakin for Pesumei Nisa to do it that way. Okay, so I think we covered Mokam Adlaka and Zman Adlaka from Chidushim. Okay, and I think next month we should also discuss Hanukkah. It's going to also be Hanukkah. And then we'll start our Shabbos topic after that. Okay? Good.